Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. Austin Heroes! And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Throw Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast a Japanese YouTube star, Chuhanu. Anyone familiar with Chuhanu? Chuhanu only started her YouTube career in December of last year. So believe it or not, it's only been 5 months. But by the end of March of this year, it had already attracted 20,000 subscribers, despite only featuring 6 clips. Now, they weren't your usual YouTube fare, but the weird videos of a woman filming her nightly exercise routine, with the camera, of course, focused on her generous bosom most of the time. In fact, her most popular video showed the mysterious woman's breast bouncing up and down while jogging, with 20,000 subscribers for this. But the weird thing with Chuhanu was that a few times she showed her face on camera, she never took off her mask, never said a word, right? So she has her COVID mask on, okay. But you at least look at the eyes. Well, they say the rise of the YouTube channel inspired its creator to finally reveal her face to the world in celebration of reaching 20,000 subscribers. So the YouTuber's fans knew they were in for a surprise. None of them were ready for what she was about to do, but they gathered because she announced, like, look, I appreciate everyone enjoying my videos. You haven't actually seen my face. She pulled down her mask. She's a 27-year-old man. A 37-year-old man.
Oh, get out of here.
Oh, yeah.
With great boobs.
They are simply silicate boobs that you wear under a shirt. So he's never shown, quote-unquote, her boobs. You just saw the outline of them in whatever she was jogging
in. I see.
Right? And people have been staring at this. Naturally, there's a little bit of backlash. But here's the thing with this dude, all right? He came up with the idea of becoming a YouTube star last year because he received a considerable salary cut from his job due to COVID. To make matters worse, his pet dog had been diagnosed with cancer and required expensive treatments, and he knew that attractive girls have an easier time attracting an online audience, so he decided to become one himself. But he finally came clean, and he stopped doing it. He said, look, man, I've raised a bunch of money. I don't want to deceive you anymore, so I'm going to just...
Oh, God.
Are you looking at him now?
They don't look great. Well, we don't see them bouncing. They're
looks
just
like it's cold there.
They're just there.
Yeah, but that's all they would do.
Okay.
But in spite of him revealing that he was a man wearing fake boobs under a shirt, he only lost about 1,000 subscribers.
Damn.
He still has like 18,005. Yeah, so he's like...
You like what you like.
The hell with it then. They still like watching those boobs bounce.
That's a big thing. They want to watch them bounce.
I mean, I don't know what I'd go to YouTube for, but if they're bouncing like when you're running by, I'm all eyes. Anyway, we drink to the 37-year-old dude. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Yes, Stephen Throw Hill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Oh, I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, Matt. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Mateo, you understand how this here game is played?
I do.
Fantastic. You know you have your choice of one of three stories. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have bite me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, interior decorating. Were you the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone?
Bite me.
Bite me. Eat it.
That's not like he was just saying that to you, Phil.
I know, again, I'm never sure if people are insulting me or if that is a category.
Bite me. You're offering the category.
Well, I know, but it could be like, bite me. Drugs. All right.
What if they said, bite me?
Well, then I'd be like, give me your number. I will talk to you after the show. All right.
Okay.
Here's your story. First, I should say, step aside, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Flamin' Hot Cheetos has raised a man's shrimp tails and rat poo claims. In this case, a man by the name of Bow Horn Weasel, swear to God, of Elmo, Montana, said that he bought a bag of Flamin' Hot Cheetos on Saturday at a local convenience store. And then his six-year-old son broke it open on Easter Sunday for a little spicy chowdown. Well, we're told that the boy found a foreign object at the bottom of the bag after eating all of the Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Now, the object appears to have been to have Hot Cheetos red coating all over it. The father scoffs at all the doubters, saying the object didn't just drop out of the sky into the bag. And they say, don't get them started when people think that the whole thing is made up. He's just like, look, man, I'm telling you what I found in, or what my kid found in the bag. But he says he reached out to Frito-Lay on Facebook, also fired off an email. Now, he claims it was not long before a company rep reached out with a specialist who told him they're taking the matter seriously, and Frito-Lay is sending him a kit for some sort of testing. And he says, look, I'm not looking for compensation. He just wants Frito-Lay to take a hard look at this so it doesn't happen again. That's the beginning and end of his concerns. Spokesman for Frito-Lay said exactly what you'd expect him to say, like, we don't want this to happen. We're sorry, blah, blah.
Right.
Frito-Lay, we know. We know. You don't have to explain. The question is, what did this kid find at the bottom of his flaming hot Cheetos?
$99.9K.
All right. Thanks. We got our legal ID taken care of.
I like that plug. That was cool, yeah. Did he find a tooth, a Band-Aid, a contact lens, or a bullet? So tooth, Band-Aid, contact lens, or bullet. One of those four things was found in the bottom of a flaming hot Cheetos bag.
I would probably say, I don't know, Ted, what do you think?
A cheetah's eyeball. Bullet. Going bullet?
I am going bullet. I just feel like there's a bullet going to show up in any kind of bag of chips. Flamin' Cheetos. They're crazy.
You say now, tooth and what, Steve?
A tooth, Band-Aid, contact lens, okay, or bullet. Now, Ted, as stupid as that is, I absolutely agree with you on one thing. If you're going to find a bullet in a bag of any chips, somehow, it's going to be Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Right. You didn't find them in your Lay's. You found them in the Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Right. They didn't show up in your kettle chips.
Matt,
Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Matt, what are you thinking about this one?
I'm going to go with Ted. I'm going to go with bullet because it was found on the bottom of the bag. So he went through the whole bag and it was stuck there on the bottom. So it had to be something heavy.
I was going to say, did he suck the dust off?
I would have. So what?
Yeah.
All right, you going to stick with that as your final answer?
Final answer.
Okay, cool. I get a Cheeto newsletter, so I'm aware of all these stories.
A Cheeto newsletter.
I already know the answer, so I can't chime in. We're going to find out what he found in the bottom of the bag. Was it a tooth, a Band-Aid, a contact lens, or a bullet next?
That was a tease.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Category is biting me on profile. This man in Montana bought a bag of flaming hot Cheetos for his son. A couple days later, son decided to eat them, and he found something in the bottom of said Cheetos bag. Mm-hmm. Frito-Lay said they are definitely looking into the situation.
And the options were a tooth, a Band-Aid, a contact lens, or a bullet. Now, our contestant there, Matt, has since hung up. But he agreed with you, Ted. I don't know if he agreed with you because he bullet. Agreed with your theory that it was a bullet, or if he just agreed with you because you said it. Because people always ask your advice for whatever reason.
Yeah, because I'm smart.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly it. That's why. Okay.
Well, you are very smart. It is true.
See? All right, so I re-asked the question. Would you suck the dust off the bullet?
Probably. And the reason why, it's because I don't believe that bullet has previously been in someone else's mouth. You know what I mean? You just call it, oh my God, there's a bullet in my back. Well, it's covered in that dust. Come on, get some of that.
It also makes sense that the guy's in Montana. He doesn't want to press charges and he doesn't care. He just, you know, it's a bullet.
He's like, hey, I'd roll it. You guys know.
He's happy he got a free bullet.
I know. Oh, I'm keeping the bullet.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
Armageddon.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Your choices today, Seth Meyers.
Seth
Meyers. Mr. Meyers.
The Jimmys.
Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel.
Conan.
Just Conan.
Oh, that's right.
Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right there in the title. All these guys have teams of talented writers to help the club with the monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late-night joke and from whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
McDonald's is closing hundreds of its restaurants located inside of Walmarts. A McDonald's inside of Walmart? just out there, just add in the inside of a brass post, Bass Pro Shop, and you got yourself a redneck turducken.
Conan.
Fallon.
Fallon.
Some business news. I saw that McDonald's is closing hundreds of its restaurants that are located inside Walmarts across the country. The McDonald's inside a Walmart. Just put that inside a Bass Pro Shop and you've got a redneck turducken.
You know, I got a lot of these Walmart stories involving a McDonald's.
Really?
Yeah, because I was in another place in Oregon. We slept in an RV and we got robbed. Well, beer, not money.
You gotta stop going.
If
to
we were, if it was the, one of them fancy towns in Oregon.
If this were Star Wars, Ted would be Han Solo. Yes. Guys, I've been from one side of this galaxy to the other. One armed bandits. I went to a place called Walmart on a planet called Yakima.
LA is having students back at school this week, and parents have been waiting for this for almost a year. My niece was in pre-K when this started. Now she's got a learner's permit.
Kimmel. Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, it's Kimmel.
Back to school day here in Los Angeles. Parents have been waiting for this for almost a year. Our daughter was in pre-K when the lockdown started. Now she has her learner's permit.
It was just the California thing, Los Angeles.
I know, but that's why I threw out the kids part. I tried.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mike. The brewers of Miller Lite are now selling candles, which includes scents like Dive Bar, Beer Garden, and Game Day. Of course, their beer will remain unscented.
Me, Ted Smith.
I hope it's you, but I'll say Seth Meyers.
Seth Meyers.
The brewers of Miller Lite are now selling candles, which includes scents such as Dive Bar, Beer Garden, and Game Day. Of course, their beer will remain unscented.
It's also tough because depending on the sport or the concert, the beer garden smelled different.
I'd agree with that. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I spent a lot of time in a lot of beer gardens. CNN is reporting that the Biden's German Shepherd Major is going back to school after two biting incidents. But the good news is if that he bites a third person, he'll reach Tyson level.
Me, Ted Smith. Jimmy Fallon.
Ted Smith!
Ted Smith!
Just trying to think of famous biters.
Yeah, he's the one. Did you think of anyone else?
Yes, Marv Albert.
Oh, God,
see?
That's right.
Marv Albert was my first thought, but I was okay. Nobody's going to get that. Right. Exactly. He's an old basketball announcer. I think he still announces games.
I think so, and he bites people on the butt.
And then Luis Suarez, famous international soccer player. He's famous for biting.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Marv Albert, the worst wig in all of anything.
but strong teeth.
The Masters golf tournament wrapped up this past weekend. CBS aired the Masters, 60 Minutes, and then NCIS. It was like Coachella for dads.
Seth Meyers.
Yeah, Seth.
Jimmy Fallon.
So sports news, the Masters golf tournament wrapped up this weekend. CBS aired the Masters, 60 Minutes, and then NCIS. It was like Coachella for dads.
You know, I'm off the 60 Minutes train. I was on it for a while. I just haven't watched it recently.
I haven't either.
I haven't watched it in a while.
I think also, like, honestly, the last year has been so serious.
I think that's
sometimes
part of it, man.
It's just like I already am up on the news, like, and I know 60 Minutes does good in-depth stuff, but sometimes by Sunday night, like, I just can't take it.
Here's the thing, and I think you're right. Like, 60, well, up to a certain age, you hated the sound of tick, 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 tick. Like, it was a repellent for children, right? Because it's the dullest show ever. Then you hit an age where what they talk about, it's interesting to you. And then 2020 happened, and it's like, you know what, 60 Minutes, here's the problem. You're too good. The last thing I want right now is in-depth. Right? Like, man, that's the last thing I want to do is go in-depth with something else that seems crummy.
Well, I would say, okay, so it depends on what CBS has. So if CBS has NFL football, then there's a chance that after the late game, if 60 Minutes comes on, I'm going to watch it.
Except on the West Coast.
Exactly. And that's it. If Jim Nance is on for some reason, then there's a chance I'll watch 60 Minutes. Because he normally covers most of the major sporting stuff.
Yeah.
For CBS.
Oh, right, right.
That's how I get, you know, that's how I'll end up watching 60
Hello,
Minutes.
Friend.
It's like Jim Nance is the lead into.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong, I like 60 Minutes. Like, when I was a kid, I thought Andy Rooney was hilarious. But
he was at the very end.
Right.
And he was 2 minutes. And what would piss me off as a kid is like, all right, we're watching this football game, and they'd always make it a point, 60 Minutes will be seen in full. And, like, in my mind, it needed to be done by 8.
Well, not only that, but you got to remember, the stories were like, the Shah of Iran. And then, like, he would come on and go like, bubblegum machines. Now, right. When I was a kid. And you're like, oh, well, that's a segue.
That's yeah, why you like it.
You're like, yeah, he related to
it. And there was a lot of years that I DVR'd it and would watch it either, like, later on Sunday night or Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
But for whatever reason, last, like, year and a half, like, I'm good on Sunday night.
It's been like a news beating, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, we're good. We can't.
All right, let's see. Dr. Oz. We all know Dr. Oz. So he wasn't...
Yeah.
He was already not a popular choice to guest host Jeopardy. People were signing petitions, like...
I don't know that it's worth all that, but yes, he definitely caused quite a stir.
Right.
Well, he's not as much of a doctor as Dr. Phil.
Right. And Dr. Oz got in a lot of trouble for selling basically snake oil stuff.
Well, yeah.
And this and that. So now, apparently one of the contestants, Emily... She says he actually made fun of her. She says that after she failed to answer a question, she, quote, heard him making fun of it to one of the producers. Like, can't believe they didn't get that one. And I was like, cool, bro. Let's see you do this.
Was that her actual response?
She did say, cool, bro. Let's see you do this. I don't think she said it.
No, not to him. I know that.
But the same inflection that I
said. But now people are going to watch this and try to figure out what question it was that, you know.
Sure.
That she got wrong.
She also added, she goes, it was just odd. I don't think he actually likes Jeopardy. Which wouldn't shock me. He seems like the type of dude that just understands how big of a show it is.
Yeah.
And would be like, oh yeah, I'm doing that. But like Aaron Rodgers, who to me is always a bit strange, but you could tell he legit really wanted to host Jeopardy and was fired
he
up.
He will tell you, he says, it is my favorite show. And then there was a question he asked the other night, man. I don't remember
Aaron Rodgers has done it? He has hosted?
He might be currently doing it. He was doing it last week. And I can't remember the question. It was some literary thing, right? And this person gives their answer. And it's like one of these books you've never heard of, an author you've never heard of, written whenever the hell it was written. And he was being dead serious. Person gives the answer and he's like, that is one of my favorite books. And I'm like, Jesus, he's that guy.
Huh.
He's this cerebral dude. Like, I had no idea.
Well, and it's tough with football players sometimes, right?
Sure. Well, your image, you know, everything you do, it's football, man. You're balling, you're playing. He's one of the best quarterbacks out there, so that's all you know. But he's kind of geeking out doing this because certain answers come up, and he adds a little spice about the thing he knew about it. I'm like, look at you go, Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, and like, he's, you know, he's had some high-profile relationships, right?
Sure.
But who was the first one? Olivia Wilde? Is that
Munn,
right?
Munn.
Olivia Munn. Who was on Attack of the Show, which I want to say was on Sci-Fi?
Maybe.
Makes me want a hot dog. So, I mean, it's not like he dates, like, he seems like he dates smart women.
Sure.
I mean, Danica Patrick, you know, was a NASCAR driver, an IndyCar driver, like, that's got to be a pretty smart person.
Yeah, but Danica Corporation, her whole thing. She knows she's what she's doing, business, right.
Corporate business, basically.
He just didn't strike me as that guy, though.
I mean, and like I said, it's one thing to know bits of trivia, right? It's different when you're really excited about it. And he's the guy getting excited. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay.
She said she wasn't happy when Dr. Oz was made the host while she was on, but it was going to be enough. She's a Harry Potter fan, so she burned him with this one. She had an appropriate quote for seeing him on the podium. How dare you stand where he stood? I don't know Harry Potter, but I bet that burned him.
That's got to be a zap. That's a zap.
Whoa.
You just got zapped.
Whoa. Was that about her?
Hermione?
I just made a sound. Guess if there's somebody in Harry Potter that sounds.
Now, spoiler alert, that's a grand stand that Harry takes against the new headmaster after the old one was killed by said new headmaster.
Oh, so he knew that he killed that
Yeah, dude. That's right.
Or a woman. I don't know.
Called him out.
Or no, he. Ah, man, Harry Potter. I didn't realize it was so intense.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just laying it down, man.
I thought they were just sitting around playing.
Hey, you know why I'm a Harry Potter, bitch?
I think
Jesus.
No, that's exactly how
No wonder the kids love it.
Hey, you know who I am? I'm Harry Potter. See that scar on my forehead, mother effer?
Get to work on the wand.
The boy who lived.
That's it. It's the director's cut.
Can't outrun me.
He's trying to kill me when I was a baby. Couldn't do it, could you? Jesus. Your weak ass.
Thank you, Ted.
Yeah,
we appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Let's come down to this. Two Pennsylvania teens set a house on fire because they were bored. Meanwhile, a woman drives kids' toy pink Jeep to grocery store instead of her standard Ford. Homeowner finds drunk 21-year-old intruder passed out in her chair. Tesla Easter egg when driver mentions that thing that blows out air. And a couple leave their 4-year-old in the car so they can go shopping at a sex shop. It is time for headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, top story. We go to Pennsylvania where a woman came home to a stranger on her couch. After arriving home to find it ransacked with a man passed out on her couch, the woman called police, rightfully so. The officers had some difficulty waking the man, but eventually roused him where they noticed his eyes were horribly bloodshot and his speech was slurred. The man had stumbled into the house drunk. While questioning the man as to why he was in the home, he said he had no idea who she was or even how he had gotten into the house. He faces felony charges.
That's a different story in Canada. Again, we talk about this all the time. It's just one of those things where, like, yeah, I woke up and somebody was on the couch and said, hey, man, who are you? And he said, who are you? And I said, where are you? And he said, I don't know. Where am I? And sure. I said, hey, man, you need a donut? And then he left.
After I made him breakfast, I sent him on his way.
He didn't steal anything.
I mean, I certainly wouldn't be happy if I woke up, went out to my living room, there was some guy just passed out on my couch today.
Yeah, he did ransack the place.
Right, yeah, he screwed the place up.
That's kind of problematic.
But also, the man was just nine kinds of drunk and had no idea what he was doing.
Exactly.
Yeah, and if you've ransacked, but like, if I woke up and there was somebody on my couch, I don't know how I didn't hear him come in, but they're just like confused and a drunk dude that's like, I'm supposed to be next door, I might let it go.
Sure. Yeah. As long as that's his explanation of, dude, how the hell did I get here?
Yeah.
I still want him out of my house, like, immediately, but...
Right.
You don't have to get the cops involved. In other news, still in Pennsylvania, another man is facing burglary charges. A woman woke up to find that her home had been broken into. She told police that she had counted out $700 cash to pay rent before taking sleep medication and passing out, leaving the bills out in the open. They eventually tracked down the burglar that admitted to have taken advantage of the opportunity after seeing the cash and had also stolen bank cards and sex toys.
Notice how many stories.
Why would you steal somebody's sex toys? Like, if I don't like you, I would steal your sex toys just to make the inconvenience. But if I don't know you, like, I'm not using these.
Right, I don't need them.
Out of all the stories of the odd today, and there are quite a few, 75, 80% of them come out of Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
They're having a day today.
They're giving Ohio a run for their money.
They are.
Giving Florida a run for their money.
That's right, man.
You think it's like a baton thing?
I don't know.
Like, look, we've carried the last decade. Hey, Pennsylvania, can you just do us a solid covers for a day?
They are stepping up. Hold my beer.
A woman in New Orleans has been arrested after a mistake from a financial services corporation. The corporation was attempting to deposit a little over $80 into the woman's brokerage account, but mistakenly deposited $1.2 million instead.
All right, all right.
When they tried to fix that error and reclaim the money, it couldn't go through because she had already moved the money into a different account.
Smart.
She's smart.
Yeah.
Later, they found out that she had already used some of the money to buy herself a new car and a home.
All right.
Some of the money.
Pretty smart.
Right.
If you have that kind of windfall, go buy a home.
This had to have sent her some kind of an alert like, hey, X money has been deposited into your account, or it just said that money was deposited. She immediately knew the mistake that they had made and took advantage of it.
Bro, look, if I look at my bank account, there's $1.2 million in there from a single deposit. Like, right. Move this to another account because they're going to come looking for this.
Right. And they're saying exactly what you think that they would. She has no right, no claim to this money. It was given an error. It was obviously given an error.
We don't know if it's given an error, if it's given as a gift. I didn't know that.
Right. So she.
Well, her response should be, I'll tell you what, in 7 to 10 banking days, I'll see what I can do to get this back. Your complaint has been laid down. We take it very seriously.
That's right.
So 7 to 10 business days.
Get yourself a whole line.
Then, you know what? Hang on. Oh, you wanted the money back. You're going to have to talk to someone else. Hold on. Billy, get over here.
Your call is very important to us. Please hold on the line for another hour and a half.
And by the way, there's a $3 fee for this.
Right. By the way, we're going to charge you late fees and also interest. Goodness gracious. Over in Connecticut, two women faced child endangerment charges. The pair were charged after it was discovered that they had left a four-year-old in a car by himself for 15 minutes while they were shopping inside of a sex shop.
My question is, based on the age of this person, do you bring them in the shop?
Four?
Are they allowed in the shop? I do not know the rules of this.
I think they're allowed into the shop. I don't know if there's an age requirement to go into these shops.
Maybe there's a chair that they can sit on near the door.
I just don't think you bring them in. Like,
I'm pretty sure there is an age requirement.
Okay. Is there?
I would be uncomfortable buying it. Look, I know my kid doesn't know what it is, but when he says, Daddy, this looks like a penis. Like, well, right. Son, that's called a dildo. Please put it down. Like, I don't want that experience.
I'm not saying that you should. Like, morally speaking, you should probably keep your kids out of these shops.
Well, they
but
did.
I don't know if I've ever seen any kind of postage that's saying, hey, by the way, we just asked that you're at least 18.
What if the kid goes in by himself?
Right.
Mommy wants
I have a list for my mom.
Oh, no.
I'm pretty sure you can't.
I wouldn't be surprised.
But I'm with Miles. I don't know what the cutoff is for how old they get. Because obviously, if you came in with, like, an infant or something, it wouldn't matter.
Sure.
But right, like 4 or 5 is kind of getting that age where
you
they
think it's just 18
stuff.
And over?
Boobs! Right!
I think it is.
Right, it's standard. More of a funny shop.
Right.
I'm here to give him a different kind of pacifier.
Right. Oh, goodness gracious. You know what? That is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you around next time for the return of Who Sucks Less? The lovely Taryn Daly's up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.